Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. The Lord sent me to bring good tidings to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus began speaking in the synagogue, saying, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him, and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. Those who asked, "Isn't this the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me this proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself,' and say, 'Do here in your native place the things that you heard were done in Capernaum.'" And he said, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years, and severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath, in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha, the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman, the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But Jesus passed through the midst of them and went away. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The Gospel said that his own people did not receive him well because he is a son of carpenter. They looked down on him. Today, also, we have to be careful. We, at times, we presume they are Catholic and which was envious of those people of pagans or other religions that got the graces. And we ask, what about ourselves? Important is not what we have, but where our heart is. If our heart is not belong to the Lord, our heart is not doing the God's will, we are the same as the own people of Jesus. They were amazed of the miracles, but they do not entirely believe in Christ, convert themselves in Christ. So let us ask Jesus to give us this grace to convert ourselves on a daily basis, only to his will.